Hey, Doc Danny here, and I just want to say thank you for listening to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. If you want to get involved in the conversation and get your questions answered and feedback from myself and 1,500 other people within the PT Entrepreneur community, head over to Facebook and join the PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group. This is a great group for anybody that is in business or thinking about going into business for themselves and wants the support of other people like me and other practitioners out there that are entrepreneurs. So guys, thanks for listening. Enjoy this episode. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. Hey, what's going on, guys? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. And today is Thursday. Thank you for joining me on the podcast today. Maybe you're on your way to work. Maybe you're working out. Maybe you're cutting your grass, whatever. Whatever you're doing while you're listening to this, I appreciate it. It's so cool for me to, have gotten so much feedback from you guys that listen to the podcast on a regular basis. It's really motivating to help me and my team at this point really drive forward and want to be as consistent and as possible and give you guys as much value as possible. And this is something that I want to do today in regards to talking to you about something that I wish that somebody would have talked to me about when I was first getting started in business. And sometimes in life, I feel like this probably applied to this as well, but it's this idea of patience, right? Of patience with growth that needs to occur. And too often, people that are very motivated to succeed, people that are willing to go out on their own and start a business, take a chance on themselves, right? They want success fast, and they're willing to work really hard in order to get that, right? And that's great. It's an incredibly important mix of desire and work ethic and everything you need to actually be able to accomplish something like building your own business. But along the way, what tends to happen is frustration sets in as well, because we very much overestimate what we can accomplish in a couple months, and we underestimate what we can accomplish in a couple years. And the long-term perspective of you taking on this, honestly, this odyssey of the entrepreneurial journey is not a couple month long process. And when I have an opportunity to work with or consult with people that are starting practices, or let's say they join our mastermind group, and we get into what they're trying to accomplish and start developing a actual plan of what they need to do to get there. This is when I think for a lot of people, the truth sets in of, oh shit, this is going to be a lot harder than I thought, like, holy crap, like there's a lot that I have to do or learn or, grow towards. And it's true. There's a ton, and it's one of the things that is, I think it's scary in a sense, but it's also really interesting as well, because we constantly have to learn and evolve and grow and add to our skill set or improve our skill set. And this idea of patience can be something that is elusive and rare within our community, in particular, with the age that many of us are at whenever we decide to start a practice. I'm 34 years old, right? I'm not an old man by any means. But I might be going on 10 years older than some of you that are getting out of school and looking to do your own thing, whether that be starting a practice or a side hustle of some sort, some digital business related work, whatever it is that you're wanting to do. You have these aspirations to want to do something entrepreneurial. And I think it's amazing. It's one of the best parts of our profession going forward. But at the same time, if you're 25, 26 years old, the amount of life experience you have, it may not line up with the ability for you to have this kind of 30,000 foot view on the patience it's going to require in order for you to be successful within this business venture that you're taking on. And I can tell you, for me, I'm fortunate in a lot of ways that I got to go and be, go to school at Baylor, which is the Army's program, be in the Army for about 7 years and come out of school. And, I rolled right into a military physical therapy role in a couple different facets, but I didn't come straight out and go right into starting a practice. And what that allowed me to do was have this period of about 4 years after I graduated, to where I was just getting reps and I was learning about how I dealt with people. I was learning about what I was interested in, what I wasn't interested in. And I don't think I would have been able to be as successful in business straight out of school as I was when I had an opportunity to come out after being in the Army for a few years and really learning a lot more about myself and gaining some just life experience along the way, right? Like, that helped me relate to other people. It helped me also understand that, hey, this is a marathon. This is not a sprint. And I've seen things like this physically. I've seen and worked with people that were achieving these big goals and done things myself, but not in a business sense. And that was helpful for me to understand that, like, okay, yes, I have to go hard at this, but I can't build a practice in 3 months. I have to lay the groundwork. I have to do the right things. I have to look at this in terms of long-term relationship development, not, hey, hurry up and work with me and burn all my bridges down along the way. Because that is a problem that I see kind of over and over again in younger practitioners that are coming out of school, and they have the best intentions. They're super motivated. They're incredibly motivated to succeed. They want it so bad. And sometimes that can be your superpower and your kryptonite. Because if you can't accept the fact that you can't make everything go as fast as you want to go, then you're gonna have a hard time with that in terms of you being able to accept the speed at which you can truly build a business. And I don't know nobody that just out of the blue, within 3 months has a 100% full practice, within this kind of context of a cash practice. That didn't have some, and not to say that it doesn't happen, it does, but if you look at the backstory of this, like, I know people that within 3 months, they were just super busy, right? We have people in our mastermind group, within 3 months, they're, 80, 90% full schedule. And you're like, holy shit, that's amazing. But when you look at the backstory, they've been working in the community for 5 to 7 years. They have advanced certifications within our profession that allow them to have this really good clinical skill set. They've gotten reps on reps on reps on reps, and they've developed relationships along the way. No one moves to a new city and within 3 months, they're, busting at the seams with patients. It doesn't work that way. They have the groundwork that's already been laid, and you're not seeing that. You're seeing the 3 months of success. You're not seeing the 5 to 7 years on the front end in which they were maybe not even intentionally, but developing these relationships that all of a sudden pay off for them as they decide to go and do something for themselves. So here's my kind of point with all this. I want you to understand that what your ambition, your desire to succeed is incredibly important. Don't ever lose that. Don't ever lose the competitive nature of, your personality. For me, I'm very competitive. I hate to lose at anything. I've tapered it down somewhat, to where it won't ruin my week if I lose something now, but it is what it is. I enjoy competing in a lot of different ways, whether it be physically, whether it be in business, whether it be whatever, it doesn't matter. I enjoy it. And healthy competition, understanding of what you're competing against, can be a great driver of your business and you striving for different goals that you set for yourself. But ambition without patience will lead you down a path where you're going to get very frustrated and your business will suffer because of it. And that is probably the most important thing that I could tell anybody that's just starting or is thinking about starting, because we want these things so bad. And I look back and I remember it was like, okay, I remember, when I was 16 years old, right? Or let's say 15 years old. And it was like, man, okay, at 16, I get my driver's license. You look forward to these things, you look forward to them, and you want it to happen so bad. And then all of a sudden, you get it, and it's like, okay, this is awesome. And you have this kind of momentary, short-term joy associated with that, this big life event. And then what? And then you get to drive around. Great. Now your parents get to have you go do all the shit that they want, they don't want to do. You have to do now. You have to bring your sister somewhere or whatever to go pick something up for them. So like, it is what it is. We want these things to happen faster, but when they do, there's typically not, it's not what we think that it's going to be. Like, I mean, I remember for me, a big goal last year was we wanted to have a seven-figure gross revenue year. I didn't take $1 million home. Let me put it that way. Gross revenue means the total amount of money generated within the business. Not that's before you take out expenses and overhead and everything else associated with that. But we achieved that, and that was a big goal that I had set for myself. And I remember looking at the spreadsheets that have all of our financials in it, and I literally had like a couple seconds of momentary like, oh, this is awesome, like I accomplished this thing. And then it was like, well, now what? You know, it's just a goal, a short term goal, and I wanted that to happen so fast. But when it did, I didn't really get anything out of it. And I can tell you this much, when I look back on it, I get way more satisfaction out of helping somebody that I know is struggling with a problem, a patient of mine, somebody that I've had an opportunity to connect with, that's trying to get through some sort of difficult, you know, life situation where they have an injury and it's causing them to avoid other things in life that they like, and it's creating a lot of stress for them. And they're frustrated because they've seen multiple providers, they're getting conflicting information, they've got imaging, and they've been told that they've got a back of an 85-year-old man, and then all of a sudden they come in our office and we clarify things for them about what can actually happen, what their body's capable of, what they're capable of, and to see that transformation, that transition of being in this very, you know, scared place, this very frustrated, stressed out place, to all of a sudden they start making progress back to this thing that they set as a goal for themselves. And to achieve that, to be a part of the achievement of someone else's goal, is that means more to me. I get so much more satisfaction out of that. Honestly, so much more satisfaction out of that than I do at looking at a spreadsheet that tells me that we made $1 million in a year. I do not give a fuck about that at all. It's cool, I guess, in a way, like the financial security of our family is great, but it's just a byproduct of doing the right thing for people along the way. It's a byproduct of helping others get what they want. Like, don't lose sight of the fact that you have to help other people get what they want before you can get what you want. And the patience associated with that can frustrate the dog shit out of you if you want it to happen so fast. And I know, because I've been there. I've gone through it. And if you're like me, which you probably are, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to this podcast, you're going to go through that as well. So if you can, you know, if anything, learn from what, you know, I have learned, which is focus on the people, focus on the relationships, focus on the things that you're trying to help other people accomplish, because the satisfaction that you're going to get from that is going to be significantly better, significantly more important, and significantly more impactful on your life than these business goals that we set for ourselves. We want to hit as fast as humanly possible, right? It's all about impact. It's all about people. It's all about making a difference in somebody else's life, because that means a lot more. I'm telling you, that means so much more than an extra zero in your bank account or a comma or whatever the fuck is there. I don't know. Financially, it doesn't matter as much as the ability to help others achieve the difficult things that they are going through. That is where it's at. That's worth so much more. So here's my point with this. Be patient. Take a step back. Take a fucking deep breath, dude. You're going to be fine. You can't force it to happen faster in some cases. You can work your ass off, and that's great. Keep doing that. But don't get frustrated if you're not seeing this hockey stick change in your business. If it was that easy, everyone would have that happen. You know, it's just not. And it's okay. It's part of the process. It's a marathon, not a sprint. So don't gas yourself out at the beginning and then get frustrated because it's not happening as fast as you want. Sometimes there's things you just can't change. You can't make people like you more. You can't make people like you faster. You want to know the best way to get somebody to dislike you? Try really hard to make them like you faster. You know, like, it is what it is. Local businesses are not going to like and trust you faster until you've proven that you can help them and the people they're associated with in their business in a long-term manner, right? Or at least you've proven to them a few times, and then they can sort of develop some trust with you. You build a relationship. Next thing you know, you start hanging out with each other outside of, you know, work settings. Your kids play on soccer teams together. Relationship gets stronger and stronger. The businesses help each other out. And that's what happens. It doesn't happen overnight. So be aware of that. Stay patient. And patience is tough whenever you're younger. I struggle with this to this day. I have to be really aware of it and hold myself accountable, and my business partners hold me accountable to be patient and focus on doing the right things for long-term relationship development and helping as many people get what they want out of life, not what we want as fast as possible. Because if we can do that, then we're going to get what we want as well. So guys, I hope that, I hope you like this one. I hope you can take a lesson that it's taken me a long time to learn and really be able to conceptualize like how we apply this with our business. And maybe you're not even the right place to hear this yet. You know, maybe you're in such a deep work mode kind of startup place that you're like, oh, that's fucking bullshit. Patience is for losers. Like, all right, I'm not going to be patient. I'm going to make this happen faster. Hey, you may not be there yet, and that's okay. Eventually, you'll probably get to a certain point where you'll look back and hopefully you say, damn, patience is important. Maybe I should have listened, you know, to Danny, and it might not be the right time at this point. But if it is, and you're listening to this, and you're frustrated, don't be frustrated. Take a step back. Look at all the positive things you've accomplished. Be patient about what you're trying to achieve, because you're going to get there as long as you show up every day. 50% of winning is just showing up. So many people just don't freaking show up every day. They get tired, they get exhausted, they give up. And that's when people like you and me win, because we'll show up, we'll be there every single day, we'll be consistent, and we'll continue to do the right things. And that will snowball and it will build up and will eventually crush those other people that are quick to give up. They're sprinters, then they quick to give up. And we're holding our steady pace. We're running a marathon, and we're going to be just fine. We're going to hit the finish line, get what we want, help as many people along the way. So guys, thanks for listening. As always, catch you next time. You want more cash PT biz help? If so, go get a copy of my book, Fuck Insurance. It's your playbook to successful performance PT practice and never having to deal with insurance again. You can get a free copy at finsurancebook.com. That's finsurancebook.com. Inside this book, you'll learn the direct techniques that we have used to become one of the fastest 100% cash PT practices in the country.